The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, is with me here on the roof of News Talk Towers. What do you think, Aisling?
This is gorgeous. My first time being on the roof.
Oh, yes, I know.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Sunshine, blue skies, eating al fresco. This is my kind of
there's,
day.
There's not a single cloud in
not
the sky.
One. There are
seagulls. There's a car alarm going off somewhere every now and
then.
There's
one plane heading off somewhere.
Oh, yeah, you don't need to go anywhere.
You don't need to go.
If the country was like this, what will you do this weekend now in good weather?
Beach. Beach yeah. On Sunday. Yeah, all day long. Yeah, that's it. What about you?
We were talking about going to the beach. We might go down to Bag and Bun down in County Wexford.
Nice.
Yeah, lovely, lovely, lovely beach. It's my favourite beach. Oh,
is
it's
it?
So nice. It's
is it
so
a small
nice.
Little beach, like it's, inlet?
Yeah, it's relatively small. It's on the way out. It's out past Featherdonsea, say on the way out to Hook Peninsula. But it's it kind of faces southeast, so the southwesterly wind, you're generally sheltered from it.
Okay.
And it's a kind of high backdrop to it, so you're sheltered. It's a kind of a cove.
Beautiful.
And it's just crystal clear water. Oh, and it's so clear, and it's absolutely beautiful. And now they've got... sauna and a shop. They have a little coffee dock as well.
Yeah, we have the same.
This
yeah.
is all so important.
It is.
And great caves and rocks you can dive off into the sea.
That's what you need.
This is amazing.
I know. It
it's
is.
Amazing. So I suspect we do that. Might swim in the river as well. Although there's no river swimming in Kilkenny. I don't know, there's nitrates or E. coli or something.
So you're not in it.
Well, you're not meant to.
Don't
but
go.
You know what I mean?
Nah, stay out. Go to the beach.
We
go
might
to the
try
beach.
It. Just tell the kids to pinch their nose. They'll be all right.
They'll be fine.
So listen, we have a kind of summer themed
yeah,
You Are What You Eat. Is that right?
And actually, if you're down by Hookhead, do you remember, was it around this time last year, I brought us crab meat.
Oh, delicious.
Like, we literally ate a bowl each, I think, between us, like when we were talking. It was absolutely stunning. And that is Hookhead crab meat. There's a man who goes out in a boat. His lovely wife picks them. It's fresh crab meat. If you can get your hands on a bit of that, like, delicious. It's so sweet.
You'd find huge crabs now in Bag and Bun. Like monstrous things.
Yeah, it's unreal. I went into the fishmonger the other day, and like that, he had those massive big crab. And he had lobster. And I said to him, I was like, just, you know, how much is a lobster? €15.
€15 for
bargain
a lobster?
For full lobster. I'm going back. I'm going
all
back
right.
again to get some.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
What would you just have that as is, or would you kind of make a... What
oh,
would you
garlic
make?
Butter. Garlic butter, yeah. Breadcrumbs, garlic butter. Yeah, cook it and then split it and then garlic butter, breadcrumbs under the grill. Delicious green salad. Yeah.
So what, what we're actually talking about today, though, is taking some of that seafood and cooking it on the barbecue.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
A seafood feast for the barbecue. And because so often the barbecue comes out and it's the rashers and it's the sausages and it's the chicken, and I get it, and they're gorgeous. But like, when it's the weather is this good, you kind of want to eat a little bit lighter, you know? So it's like fish can be so light, but so flavorful if you do it right on the barbecue. So we're going to talk through about 5 different dishes. So there's bound to be something for everybody.
Oh my
here.
God.
And yeah, everything can be done on the barbecue. Everything can also be done in the oven. So you don't have to go to the barbecue.
Yeah. Now, we should say you don't actually barbecue. You're one of these people who just has a kind of an outdoor oven.
It depends where I am. At home in my house at the moment, like I did have one of the big, you know, what do you call them? The egg things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But me and that fell out of love very quickly.
Komodos or whatever.
No, and to defend, it wasn't that brand. So I don't want to blacklist
okay.
them.
But it was an egg.
Oh, it just took too long, Kieran. And by the time I got it hot, my impatience, and I just didn't have the
Look, you got to have the chimney thing, you know, to heat up your coals, the little funnel.
I know, so I bought a plug-in one. And it's technically not a barbecue, so it is. It's a grill.
It's
outside.
A George Foreman. You've just got an extension lead for it.
Well, I don't have an extension lead. It plugs into the.
Yeah, but that's
house,
what it is. Like if somebody listening out has a George Foreman on the counter, just put an extension lead on it. And that's
you know what
it
I will
is.
Say. It cooks food beautifully, better than a George Foreman. But it is essentially that. But it does have a smoker bit on the side, and you put wood chips in.
Oh, see, that's gives you the flavour.
Yeah,
so
it does, but not the char. So look, use your proper barbecue for this. And if not, like you know. All of this can be done on the pan or in the oven, but we've got. I'm going to tell you off the top, right, what we've got, and then I'm going to take it out. So we're going to do a buttered tandoori monkfish.
I love monkfish.
So do I. It's my favourite. Pil-pil prawns. I've got crispy pollock tacos. I've got sea bass with fennel, pink peppercorn, and a caper butter. And we've got a miso glazed cod. I'm going to start you with your miso glazed.
All right. Okay.
Let's just eat and talk as we go.
Right. Okay.
Right. Because like this is just delicious. So Nobo, this restaurant, Japanese style restaurant. made this miso cod absolutely famous, right? So it's blackened miso cod. You take your piece of cod. So miso paste, as we know, it's this fermented soybean paste. Dip the flavor, umami, deliciousness, right? So you almost marinate it in that. You can put it in the fridge for 2 days. Marinate it really, really well. Then basically you can put it in the oven and roast it really high heat in the oven or under the grill. So the whole idea is that you grill it high and hot and you get this blackened top on it. But ultimately what happens, the simplicity is the umami and the miso like just penetrates into the cod, you know, and it's just this amazing savory flavor. It's salty,
so good,
but like, you know, umami is that coming back for more all the time. Like, that is it. It's just, it's such a beautiful one. And it's just buying the miso paste. Miso paste was hard to get, like, you know, Asian supermarket only. The majority of your big supermarkets now have miso paste. It lasts in the fridge for ages. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, anything you're doing, even if it's chicken thighs. God, I'm talking about chicken now. I should be talking about fish. But, like, anything you're doing, that miso paste will just add that oomph of flavour that you really, really
all
want.
Gone.
Delicious.
Oh,
boom.
God,
great,
it was so good.
Done.
Yeah.
Only five more to go. You know, this is my idea of heaven. Like, seafood is my heaven. I started working in a seafood restaurant when I was 15 years old. Like, so ever since, like, seafood is my love. Like, I love
how
it.
How many days a week would you eat seafood?
At home, I would definitely do two.
Okay.
We would get a good two in. Like, and if it was a weekend like this, we would always try and have, like, more fish. But, yeah, but it's harder than you think. And it's hard to get really good, sustainable Irish fish.
Yeah.
Which is, and this is why, so this one, if
which
you want to
dip
in, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And we'll talk about that in a second.
But there's people as well in Ireland, and I know we've talked about this before, they think the island is bigger than it is. if they don't live within sight of the sea, they kind of think, oh, well, no, we'll just stick to the meat and dairy.
I know.
You know, because we live inland.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, if you lived in a bigger country, like in North America, you could be hours in the sea, but if you're only a few hours in the sea, there'd be fresh seafood available everywhere.
They'd consider it
kind of local food. Yeah. Anyway, it's my
Look, when you talk about that local piece, that's the important piece, because it's getting more difficult to get local Irish fish in our supermarket and in our fishmongers, might I add.
Yeah.
Like salmon, probably not local in most cases. You know, you have things like the prawns as another example.
Oh, this is really good.
So that's pollock.
Yeah.
Right? Pollock and ling are two of my absolute favourite Irish fishes, right?
Mm.
Absolutely beautiful. So anywhere you would use cod, use pollock or ling. It's cheaper to buy.
Okay.
It tastes like beautiful. It's just a proper meaty white fish.
Mm.
So what I did was to make the tacos. So these are the pollock tacos with the avocado crema and a pico de gallo, right? So we're going real Mexican with this. I got the Wester Dingle do like a Mexican spice rub, right? You can buy loads of different ones. So I got a little bit of polenta and mixed it in with polenta, so semolina polenta.
Yeah.
And then basically just like coated the fish in it, and then deep fried it. So this one is a deep fried one.
Okay.
Really good. And then a couple of minutes in the deep fryer, crisp that up. You could do it in the oven just as easily, or you could just do the dry rub on it and on the barbecue. We'll talk about cooking fish on a barbecue in a second. Then the avocado crema. It's avocado, and you whiz up avocado and live natural yogurt.
Okay.
Or sour cream or Greek yogurt or mayonnaise, whatever takes your fancy. A little bit of mayonnaise and yogurt is lovely because you get the richness, but you get the tang. Lime juice in there. You could add a little bit of coriander, but that's it. And that's
just
your avocado
in
crema.
It. Yeah, okay.
You stretch the avocado. Do you know what I mean? One avocado now is feeding four people or six people as opposed to two people.
Okay.
And then the pico de gallo is like a really fresh tomato salsa. So there's two big tomatoes in there, but I have a little secret to make it, which I think is really nice. So you chop up your tomatoes, there's a green chili, there's a little bit of onion in there, and then what I do is I get a tomato relish and we toss the tomato relish through the pico de gallo, so it adds a sweetness.
Okay.
And the sweetness with the kind of freshness goes really, really lovely. Squeeze a fresh lime over the top of that and it's an absolute winner.
Before we talk about what we're eating next, what about cooking then fish on the barbecue?
Yeah, so I suppose like when you're talking about fish like monkfish or like your mackerel or your sea bass or something like that, you know, the ideal dream I think is to take the beautiful fillet of fish, sit it on the grill.
Yeah.
Bingo. But it's not. It's going to stick and it's going to fall apart and
like
you're going to be
Instagram
annoyed.
Video. You know these videos you see people on a Caribbean beach
yes.
and they start a little fire and you know, they take out all their like handmade implements even. You know, everything is handmade and they cook this fish. Yeah.
But you know what? Now, if you think about that Caribbean, island, what we have
is... say we're outside. If people are just joining us, and one of the Coast Guard helicopters has gone overhead. They're fairly loud, so you can probably hear it in the background. But anyway, sorry, you were saying?
That's great. So on the Caribbean islands, you'll have this visual for, it's almost like a fish grill. So it's like a little fish basket, they call it.
Oh, and you flip, and it binds it. Yeah,
both
holds
in the
it
hand
together.
Movement there, where it's like the two of them.
Very visual,
about it.
Yeah.
And you flip it over. But don't try and flip your fish on the barbecue. Don't try and put it directly on. Even if you oil the grill and you oil the fish, it's still going to stick. So you can buy these disposable foil trays. You don't have to use just one. You can wash them and use them several times. So I suppose that's a really good way of doing it. So just oil that, put it on. Or the other way is en papillote, which is where you're going to take foil, oil it, put a little bit, your piece of fish in, put a little bit of butter on top, and then scrunch it up.
Yeah.
And then it almost steams or poaches in the steam and in the liquid. And that's a really nice way to do it.
That's how Andrea Gilligan does it. She described it earlier, and I said I'd put it to you. So that's the seal of approval,
there,
Andrea,
you go. Yeah.
If you're listening.
Now, you can put it on a piece of foil, put the fish on, and like sit like lemon on top and chili or whatever else, and leave it open. And that gets a kind of smoky, which I prefer. I like that. I think it's nicer. And then what happens is all the juices from the fish go into the butter and they stick on the bottom. So you've got an almost like a pre-made sauce and a marinade.
Yeah,
next,
I guess if you, particularly if you have the charcoal, you could do it like scrunched up, as you say, in your little wrapped up where you steam it, and then just open it up. And for the last couple of minutes, and close the lid of your barbecue, and it'll kind of smoke the whole thing for just a minute.
And like most of the fish, we have to remember, like most of our fish is really thin. They're thin pieces of fish.
Yeah.
So they're going to cook.
How long
really,
do you do
really
that
quickly.
For?
Do what for?
Say just a fillet of cod on the barbecue like that. Andrea would do it for 7 to 8 minutes.
Yeah, loads.
That's loads,
yeah,
is it? Okay. Loads.
Well, I mean, as long as it's cooked through. So, like, just pierce the inside of it and just make sure it's fully cooked through.
That's what we got here?
This is the tandoori buttered monkfish.
Okay.
So it's monkfish. And again, just to kind of stretch it, because, like, you know, monkfish can be, I suppose, one of the more spendy pieces of fish, but it's meaty and it's beautiful.
Oh.
So I made up a little marinade, a tandoori spice mix of ginger, cumin, coriander.
It's lovely.
Isn't it gorgeous?
I just love monkfish.
So do I. It's like
meatiness.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm actually going to get a fork. I'm going to help you.
Do,
out
go for it.
Because, like, this is just so good. Put it in the spices, marinate it overnight in the spices, and then what you're going to do is, so that tin foil that we were talking about, make that casing with the tin foil, put it on that. If you don't want to do it on the barbecue, put it in just an oven-proof dish and bake it off in the oven. But the secret to this is, what I like to do is do it, you can do it on the pan as well. So a little bit of oil on the pan, put your monkfish in, cook it, leave it 2-3 minutes, flip it over 2-3 minutes, and then, just as it's almost cooked, knob of butter, put it in, high heat, that gets foamy and bubbly, and toss it all the way over, and it is stunning. But you must finish it with a squeeze of lemon juice.
So what did you say is this is the tandoori buttered, or
buttered tandoori monkfish.
So what are you marinating it in, did you say?
Ginger, cumin, coriander. There's two more that I can't remember what I put in. Ginger, cumin, coriander, chili.
Yeah.
And there must be something else in there. But I will put all the recipes up online.
Mm.
Now, monkfish takes other flavors really, really well as well. What you could do is marinate that in a bit of yogurt also. So that yogurty curry kind of goes really well.
Yeah.
Spanish style, kind of that paprika, olive oil, or what's beautiful to do is if you get rosemary, the sprigs of it, and strip off some of the pieces and skewer the monkfish onto the rosemary sprigs. That's really, really nice. And then
so
a little
good.
Bit of lemon olive oil over the top.
I can't believe we're only on 3 of 5, are
I know.
We? Oh, this is great.
This is great.
This is
great. Like, oh. Okay, next up we have sea bass that is done with a beautiful fennel, pink peppercorn, and caper butter. Yeah,
look at this.
Is this not the best day? This has been one of the best days
great.
I've ever worked.
Yes.
Doesn't it? It's so good. Sea bass. Most of the sea bass we get is not Irish anymore. But it is a beautiful flat white fish. You'll notice this one, I don't know if you buy sea bass in the supermarket, it's quite thin.
Mm.
This one is the fishmonger, so it's a little bit meatier, it's a little bit thicker, it's absolutely beautiful.
Lovely.
Like, I love lemon sole, I love black sole. Lemon sole can be a little bit too thin, black sole is super expensive. So this sea bass is sweet, but it's beautiful. So again, you're going to get that foil tray, oil it, put oil on the skin. So you'll see I left the skin on all the fish because it adds a little bit of robustness to it. Pop it on, and again, this is going to be done 6 or 7 minutes. If you want to close down the lid, like to finish it, you know, just to give it a couple of minutes. And then the butter. So the butter is called a compound butter. So it's basically where you add flavors to butter, and we call that compound butters. So there was butter, there was pink peppercorns, which are like spicy, but like underrated and underused a little bit. Capers, because capers and fish go beautifully together. A little bit of dill, a little bit of lemon zest if you wanted it. Fennel seeds. So the fresh vegetable fennel.
Yeah.
Beautiful with fish. And actually, when we talk about cooking fish on the barbecue, one of the other ways you can do it instead of the foil tray is what we call a plank. So you can layer out like slices of lemon, slice of lemon, 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 or slices of fennel. And that acts as your kind of barrier between
the
fish.
Oh, yeah, very good. We have a load of fennel in the garden.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, will you bring me a bit?
I will.
I would love a bit of fennel, actually.
There you go.
Fennel, really, really nice. So this is the fennel seeds that went into this. But if you had that fresh fennel, putting a bit of oil on it, cooking the barbecue. So lay that down, put your sea bass on top. Then all the flavours of the fennel and the lemon are going to come up into, isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
Into the sea bass. And to be honest, it's the butter that makes that. You know, like the fish is perfectly cooked. Really, it's not overdone. It's delicate, it's light. So the fish is so important. But that beautiful butter is gorgeous as well. The other things that go really nice, what I could have put in there was a little bit of orange. Like lemon, I suppose wherever you're using lemon, you can interject with lime or orange if you want. Go delicate with your orange if you want, but that little bit of fennel is really, but the fennel seeds. So fennel seeds, again, like you couldn't eat them on your own, so you kind of need to like grind them up or crush them up. So crush the peppercorns, crush the fennel seeds, the dill, the lemon zest, the butter, and then you put it in a bit of cling film, kind of roll it up like a little sausage, pop it in the fridge, and then as soon as that comes off the barbecue, slice that butter onto it and allow it to melt just as you serve it.
Really
somebody.
Good. Delicious. Really, really, really good. Okay. One more to go.
I don't know. I think we might have had two more to go. Oh, maybe. No, we've one more to go. I brought you salad to go with it. Because I was like, maybe he'll need salad. But I mean, that salad is probably supplementary, right. Isn't it?
We can throw that out after.
We're going to finish with salmon. Because, look, who doesn't love salmon? And again, if you can get trout, amazing. Like, if you can get trout, if you can get mackerel, any of those Irish fishes that we can get are absolutely gorgeous. But I know a lot of people love salmon. And it's real. This one's a little spicy, okay? It's not, like, overly spicy, but it's a little bit spicy.
Mm.
So it's, again, going to the fishmonger, like, you get a really thick, kind of chunky piece of salmon.
That nutty flavour is lovely.
Isn't it lovely? So, and this is so cheaty. That is your fillet of salmon, a drop of honey, a drop of soy sauce, and then you know that peanut rayu stuff?
Mm.
So it's like that spicy peanut. That. One, like tablespoon, tablespoon, tablespoon of each.
That's it.
That's it.
And just cook it with that across
that's
the top.
It. Pop it on your grill, on that griddle pan, put it on the grill, and you get that lovely kind of char effect on the top. So it chars and kind of goes like crispy on the top. But then you've got the sweetness, you've got the little bit of spice, you've got the nuttiness.
Mm.
I mean, pick up like a noodle salad and just pair that with a noodle salad. So like there's loads of lovely salads that you can pair this stuff with as well. But I think it's such an easy one. And sometimes, like, I mean, I'm as bad as anybody else in this heat. Like, you don't want to spend hours cooking. You want salads that are really handy, and you want I knew I had another one. I thought I was losing my mind there for a second. I was like, hang on,
you found more food.
We've got more food.
Prawns.
I told you this was a seafood feast today.
Oh, yeah,
my idea of heaven. Prawns pil-pil.
God, I have to be rolled home to Kilkenny.
Look at this. I mean, is that not just stunning?
Oh,
I'm going to put up loads of videos. I have little videos and pictures on my Instagram, so I'll put videos up of everything. But I mean, like,
that looks
how
great.
Good are those prawns? So the prawns come, the heads on, the skin on, the whole lot. So I de-shelled some of them. They come with a little black vein down the middle, so you just run your sharp knife down, take out that black vein. So prawns pil-pil, very classically kind of Spanish. So olive oil, garlic, chili, lemon, a little bit of salt and pepper. Put them on the pan, lovely and hot. If you're doing them on the pan, if you're doing them on the barbecue, then you are basically putting them on a skewer. So I would put them on a skewer, hold them all together.
Okay.
Four or five of them on a skewer, and then marinate them and brush them with the olive oil, with the chili oil, with the lemon juice.
Yeah.
And then keep kind of, you know, put them on, turn them. When they come off, then have some of that lovely butter ready and baste it over the top.
Oh my God, I'm actually stuffed. I don't think I can eat anymore.
I think we've beat you today.
Yeah.
There you go. Seafood feast at its best. But look, there's something for everyone in that. There's stunning little ideas. Everything can be done off the barbecue. So I suppose the thing is, don't just think about the sausages and the burgers this weekend.
Yeah.
Think about putting a bit of fish on the barbecue.
Well, listen, maybe you're about to put some fish in the barbecue and we're giving you some inspiration. If you're planning on doing it tomorrow or Sunday, Aisling will get all of this up, and there's loads more there on her social media channels and website as well. If you just Google her name, Aisling Larkin, the TV chef and the Mindful Eating Coach, you'll find it. Glorious stuff, glorious weather. Aisling, thanks a million.
You're very welcome.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.